With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now is our good friend and Steelers reporter, Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray, you know, every single day there seems to be something smoke, I guess. No fire yet, but something seemed regarding this Patrick Peterson thing. I thought that Mike Tomlin handled it pretty well at the press conference today. So my question to you is, what percentage would you put on the fact that the Steelers might actually make a deal like this?
I think, 5%, Paul. They've never dealt a first-round pick, at least in the Super Bowl era, and not received another first-round pick in return. So, in other words, they've never not drafted in the first round in the Super Bowl era. So I think it's a long shot, but the fact that we're talking about it and the fact that Jason LaConfora reported earlier this evening that Janoris Jenkins is available and Gerrion Conley is available, and teams like the Steelers are sniffing around. I think it points to the fact that the Steelers need help in the defensive backfield if they want to be a true contender. I just don't know if they're going to be willing to give a whole lot up in return, and I certainly don't think they're going to be willing to deal with a first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be. It's going to be interesting to see. I forget, one of those national guys was writing about the fact that this could be a different sort of trade deadline, that we might see a little more activity than we have, and that there's some teams that seem like they're ready to fire sale. And my question to you is, why do you think that might be the case this year?
I don't know what's going on in Oakland, Paul. I mean, that's just crazy. Amari Cooper, I understand he hasn't lived up to being a top five overall player, but I still think there's something to that he's still salvageable. So for them to give him away, and the Khalil Mack thing still doesn't make sense to me. So they're banking on getting really good players in the spring in the first round. But I mean, how much better are you going to get than Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper? So I don't know what's going on out there. From the Steelers' perspective, Paul, it's interesting to me that I think the Super Bowl window is I don't want to say it's closing, but I think there's only a good 2 or 3 years left with the uncertainty, involving Roethlisberger's contract. So where there's smoke, there might be fire, like I mentioned. I don't know if a deal can come together for the Steelers to be able to address their needs. But Antonio Brown tweeted last night, I mean, it would almost be like a dream team the Steelers formed. You get Joe Hayden 1 year, he's still a really good player. Then you get Patrick Peterson the next. I think it would put them up there in that discussion with the Patriots and the Chiefs in the AFC. I just don't know if they have the firepower or the willingness to pull it off.
Yeah, and here's the other part of this story, Ray. If you're Artie Burns, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, really. I mean, how would you like to be him? I mean, I know people, athletes say all the time, I'm not on social media. I don't read the papers and, listen to talk radio. But this is out there. I mean, his teammates are openly tweeting and talking about it, about how getting someone like Patrick Peterson would improve their chances. And, for a former first-round pick, a guy who's struggling that can't be a great situation to be in. So we'll see what happens with Artie. Based on the Cincinnati game, he had a terrible game. Maybe they, got him straightened out over the bye week. Maybe they'll continue to get him straightened out this week. But there's not a whole lot of positive there, Paul. Every time that he's in the game, it seems like he's targeted, and he really hasn't stepped up and proven to other teams that, they shouldn't throw his way. So that's going to continue to be a big problem for the Steelers. until Artie Burns starts to play better, or the Steelers just sit him down and let somebody else take over.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of interesting. You know, your team, you usually, even in a situation like this, you know, the other players on a team are a little more politically correct and, oh, we've got faith in our corners, this and that and everything. I mean, these guys were basically openly saying, yeah, we need this guy to win.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? And I think part of it, too, was Antonio Brown was 30. Ramon Foster was 32. In the final year of his contract. I mean, Ramon Foster doesn't care if the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a first-round draft pick next year. So, you know, I think that's part of it. Some of these older players are getting antsy. You know, some of those guys, like Brown and Foster, got to a Super Bowl early in their career, and they probably thought, hey, we're going to do this every year or every other year. Well, they haven't been back since, and I think – you know, some of those guys are getting antsy, and they see a guy like Patrick Peterson out there, guy who can maybe put them over the top, and they want to go all in on it. It's just a matter of does Kevin Colbert, and more importantly, does Art Rooney want to mortgage the future to make that happen?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting with Ramon Foster. Could this be his last year here?
Well, he's in the final year of his contract. They didn't make a great amount of effort to get him signed in August during training camp. So DJ Finney has proven to be a really good player when they've called upon him. Matt Filer as well. He's a guard and a tackle. I think they have plenty of guys who could step in there for a year or two and sort of be a bridge type of player until they had to draft somebody. Ramon's still a good player. But at 32, you know, you start to go downhill a little bit, and I think that's the situation they're in. They could probably do just as well with B.J. Finney or Matt Filer.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Elsewhere, it's amazing, but somehow Patrick Peterson has made us all forget that the Le'Veon Bell saga still goes on. And, you know, he isn't here this week. Apparently is not going to show up until at least after next Tuesday's trade deadline. Ray, I mean – at some point, this guy might, who knows? He might actually just, I'm starting to believe he might not play this year.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, I think it's from the very beginning, this has been all about him and that business decision and whatever he feels best is, you know, to make him the most money come free agency in March. That's what this has always been about. If you look at it from a team perspective and if you look at it from that locker room, the players inside there, they got Baltimore next week. I mean, I know it's only going to be week 9, but that is a game that could, you know, decide who's going to win the AFC North, or at the very least, it's going to decide who's in the driver's seat for the last half of the season. And the fact that Bell isn't here right now preparing for that, that probably just goes to show you all, you know, what he's all about. It's always been about the money for him. And I think the players in that locker room realize that. They're going to deal with it when he gets back. But I don't think they're necessarily, you know, looking for that to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how it all comes together now. Just when we thought it was, you know, really going to be a boring week because, let's face it, who cares, you know, about the Browns? You know, no matter what, the Steelers play like crap. They still seem to find a way to win. I know they tied the last time, but you know what? That's another example. I didn't think they played well, and they still found a way to at least come out with a tie. All of a sudden, Hugh Jackson throws us a bone and says he's going to try and he's going to maybe take over some of the play calling duties from Todd Haley. You as a beat writer this week, you've got to love that.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Todd, as Ben likes to call him, he's probably not too happy about what's going on there. Just a strange situation. Hugh Jackson has never been a successful head coach, Paul. And for him to come out and to sort of, you know, throw the guy that he hired 6 months ago under the bus just doesn't make sense to me. So kind of a strange situation, but I'm sure one that the beat writers in Cleveland like just about as much as we do here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. To me, the guy's 3-35-1 in his last 39 games. Pretty sure Todd Haley isn't the problem.
Todd Haley, for as bad as he was in Kansas City, he's got a better record than Hugh Jackson in Cleveland. So that's all you need in that ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You know, we've seen the Browns play 3 or 4 weeks or whatever. They've been on TV. Actually, it seems like I've watched them more than I really need to. Baker Mayfield has changed them a little bit. The Steelers didn't face Baker Mayfield. Is it going to be a little bit different game maybe than the first time they played?
Yeah, I think so. His completion percentage isn't great, Paul, but he makes plays, and he brings them back in games. So you can't sleep on them. I mean, the Steelers might have the edge early in that game, but Baker Mayfield has shown an ability to come back. So, you know, I think this is a case where the Steelers, you know, they should handle their business, but it's going to be interesting with a guy like Mayfield and not Tyrod Taylor, who can, you know, stage a comeback and make things interesting on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could make it a little more interesting of a game, but I still think here in Pittsburgh, coming off a bye, although, you know, they haven't been very good the last few years coming off a bye. To me, Ray, this game comes down to, as long as the Steelers do their thing, they should be able to win it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a true contender in the AFC, Paul, you got to take care of business at home against a team like the Browns. They got to set themselves up for that showdown in Baltimore the next week. So I'm not expecting a blowout. You know, this isn't your typical Browns team, but I am expecting the Steelers to take care of business on Sunday and get out of there with a win.
Ray, thank you so much. Good stuff as always. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, Paul. Take care.
All right. He's Ray Fittipaldo. I'm Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.